Chris, Spooky Chris podcast. Chris Ringler. I'm just leaving StokerCon 2019 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just wanted to do my quick little podcast before I hit the road. I got con crud, which is a bit of a drag. I'll blame the weird incel guy that I met and not the exhaustion. Man, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Grand Rapids. Annoys me for a half dozen reasons, but one of the big ones right now is just that I had to be here in this parking garage that I've been to so many times this past few days. At 5 a.m. yesterday, up at 3:30 just because I can't sleep. And then it's a parking garage at 5 a.m. because they had a road race. And I know that kind of life well enough to know that I needed to get the heck out of, heck into Dodge, I guess, so I didn't get trapped. It was a great show. They put on a fantastic show. Everybody I talked to had fun. It sounds like everything went off smoothly. It's a beautiful hotel. I had an absolutely fantastic time. Kudos to the folks that put this together and Mr. Matthews that shared this and put it together. It was a great show. One of those things that I wish they would kind of incorporate, and I mean this from an outsider, is some kind of day pass for the average fan. Because it's a great show, but sparsely attended. And for the names they get, you would think we would get, like, you know, more people in. And it's a steep price to get to come here to do the weekend. And again, they have tons of panels, and you can sign up, and you know, it's a separate cost, but Horror University, and there's a film festival, and there's all kinds of great stuff. I kept hearing there were lots of parties. I didn't go to any, but that's just me, and I have con crud. I don't want to be patient zero and end up the central villain of a bunch of upcoming horror novels because I got some people sick. But there needs to be like a day pass where it's kind of like an a la carte. Like, hey, pay X amount of money for to come in for the day and you get to meet all these people and you can go to, you know, any three panels or whatever. And like, and do it that way. It would be a headache, yeah, but like it might get more of the average fan in the door that can't afford the weekend pass, doesn't have the time for the weekend pass, and doesn't want to pay the full like day pass for everything. Just like I'd have something where the dinner is wrapped up into the cost, because you know, once you pay to do everything and then you have to pay another almost $100 for the dinner, I'd almost have something where it wraps it in. Because it's different, like when you look at a cost and you're like, oh gosh, I already paid $10 for this, that'd have been another $5, oh my god. But if you pay like, oh, 15, well, whatever, I guess I'll pay the 15. You know, the more costs you add, tack on, the more of a burden it feels. Maybe I'm crazy. I look at these things as a convention guy. Met some amazing folks. Howard Ingram, who unfortunately did not win the award he was up for. A wonderful chap. Just great folks. Alas, I did not meet the publisher of my dreams. Never met an agent. Didn't meet anybody that's going to make me something big. I'm still going to do my thing. Like, the cool thing about these shows is I'm an outsider around outsiders, which is interesting. But you also, you know, there is a community. And there's some asses. There's some people with attitude. There's some people with egos. But with all these conventions, I mean, there is a camaraderie. There is a friendship. There is kinship. There's an understanding that, you know, shit, this is such a mess to try to navigate. You know, and here's some, I've said this before, but here's some real, like, most people who do the arts, and specifically in this case writers, this isn't their career. Very few people, it's their career. Even in people, because I always romanticize people that have publishers as like, oh my god, they must just have it made, and they just, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it works. You know, it helps. I mean, it's someone paying for your passion for you to be able to do this, and that's, I mean, amazing. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't have to have a day job. Like, And that's the bitter truth about all of it. It's just like, damn, these people still have day jobs. But it's also, it's kind of like, it's freeing because you're kind of like, oh, well, okay, then that means that you don't rely on this and you don't focus on it to make your living. It is freeing because if you're like, oh, I want to stop this for a minute, you can. If something doesn't sell, you have time to rework, you know, how you sell it. So, I mean, it is cool. You know, I didn't feel like it was, not many vendors, but I didn't feel the nastiness of people trying to, I mean, it's funny that you go to conventions, like, you know, Comic Cons and stuff, and you see, like, the kind of bitter rivalry, like, because everybody's trying to get that dollar, and there wasn't that here. Again, it was more of an industry show. You know, and I mean, here's the fact. I'm never going to go to another Stoker Con. Not because it wasn't a great show. It was a fantastic show. But I can't afford to travel. I'm glad it goes around the world because stuff like this, I mean, it's not fair that America just gets these. And, you know, the UK and other countries have to kind of make their own stuff. I mean, they should, but some of these things should be worldwide. You know, saw a lot of celebrities. Didn't really meet anybody that was famous, as I'd mentioned before. But I had a good time outside of the con crud. I wish I would have explored more of it, but I mean, this has been coming on and I feel like crap, so it's better to call it. But it was a good show. It was fun. I hope some people got inspired. I hope some people, you know, pursue their dream that maybe they talked to somebody who fanned a fire that was dying. That's my hope. You know, the few people who bought my books, I hope they don't hate them. That would suck. That would suck bad. Or, you know, bought my movies. But so there you go. There's my wrap-up of StokerCon. Really good show. Super fun. Again, I didn't hear really any negativity. It's interesting. Like, you get, you know, deep into the profession of stuff, like, you know, the weirdos. And you realize, like, Christ, we're all weirdos. We're all the weirdos. So go fig. So that's my story. You take care, listener. This is a very, very short one, but I didn't have as much to say because I said it all yesterday. I'm going to go the fuck home. Bye.